This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Introducing the two-way V4, where groundbreaking fuel cell technology meets fresh foam cushioning for the ultimate performance. With fuel cell, each step feels explosive, delivering unparalleled energy return. Paired with fresh foam, experience maximum comfort throughout the game. Its lightweight textile upper offers support and breathability without sacrificing agility. Whether you're hitting the clutch shot or locking down the opposition, the two-way V4 gives you the tools to play at a high level. Learn more and purchase the two-way for yourself at newbalance.com.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hello, everyone. We welcome you back into the Go 24/7 podcast. My name is Bryce Kuhn, and if you're watching on YouTube, you can obviously see our special guest today is Brian Thomas Jr. Brian, look, man, it's no secret about it. You got a big day coming up. So first off, kind of talk to me. How are you feeling? Obviously, this is a lifelong dream realized. Kind of walk me through the emotions of over the next 24 hours.
Excited. Just ready to go. Ready to get there and do it. But I would say very excited. It's a big moment in my life. You know, like I said, like you said, I've been dreaming of this moment since I was a little kid. So it's just amazing feeling. Just ready to go.
We obviously know, too, that Head & Shoulders has done a good job with not only you, but several athletes kind of through this draft process. Can you kind of explain, you know, what that partnership's been like and how they have kind of helped you and supported you as you get ready to hear your name called?
Yeah, like you said, getting ready to get drafted. I mean, it's a new team, new city. I feel like P&G has the essentials I need to be ready for anything. And Head & Shoulders, you know, wearing a helmet a lot. Coming the whole season, I feel like they have what it takes for me to keep my scalp healthy and clean, and also keep me draft day ready. Yeah,
obviously, man, draft day, I know you're going to be there. You want to look good. Is there any glimpse into what suit you're going to be rocking? What are you going to be rocking tomorrow night when you hear your name called?
It's something. It's a little something. It's nothing too crazy.
Nothing too flashy.
Chill.
I'll ask you this. Is it going to be more flashy than what Jaden and Malik are going to be wearing? Is there a contest between you guys or no?
I haven't seen theirs, so I don't know.
I got you.
I've seen Malik's, but I haven't seen Jaden's. So I don't know.
I got you. Obviously, man, it's an opportunity not only just to hear your name called, but to be there in person. You accepted the invitation to go up there. What does that mean, and who's going to be there with you to kind of experience that moment?
It's a dream coming true. Something I always dreamed of, walking across the stage, shaking the commissioner's hand. Like you said, it's just a dream come true. And I got my mom, my dad here, my older cousin, my agent, and another one of my cousins and his wife.
You talk about kind of that lifelong dream, man. Everyone knows your story, breakout season this past year. When you kind of look back at it and just what this past season meant and, you know, the opportunity to hear your name called, go back to last offseason. What were some of the goals that you set out for yourself? And when you go back a year, is it kind of crazy how all this kind of worked out?
Yeah. Like I said, I set a goal like in the spring to come out next spring. I want to be in the draft. So, yeah, that was a big goal that I had that I set for myself. A year later, I feel like I've accomplished that goal. But now just want to keep going to what's next. Just keep pushing forward and continue to accomplish goals.
Cortez Hankton's obviously spoken, you know, just about you and has been very proud. What's that relationship like with him? And can you talk about some of the developmental aspect where he kind of helped you take that step to where you are now?
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Yeah, like you said, Coach Hankton was a great coach for me. I look at him as more than a coach. He helped us through whether it be personal stuff, football stuff. He was just always there for us, for me. And I just want to thank him for always being there for me and just continuing to be there for me. And what was your second question?
Just kind of the development. I mean, what things did you were you able to kind of work with him throughout the offseason? What were those kind of moments like?
Like he stayed on me. He pushed me every day at practice. He pushed us to be better as a group, pushed us to be the best that we can be, to whether it be teammates or just being the best that we can be as a player. So, yes, sir. I mean, he was a great coach. He was amazing to all of us.
Obviously, man, the lineage of what LSU's been able to put out in the wide receiver room. Like we talk with kids who were, you know, being recruited by LSU. And then now to have your name mentioned as, hey, the next group, okay? It's Odell and Jarvis. It was Jamar and Justin. And now we're embarking where we're going to say Malik and now Brian Thomas. I mean, look, you've mentioned this is a dream come true. At what point does it set in? Does it set in tomorrow, hey, this is my dream come true, or has it already, or have you had moments where it's like, hey, I'm going to the league?
Like going on all my visits and stuff, I was like, it was kind of starting to settle in a little bit. But I feel like tomorrow it'll all settle in and all hit me tomorrow after my name is called and stuff like that. But I mean, it's just been a blessing to be a part of something like this, just trying to take it all in at the same time, though.
We mentioned P&G earlier in the show, and I'll kind of say it again here. What is – can you kind of explain for our viewers and listeners, what is the P&G Draft House? What is that, and how have you kind of been sponsored by that and continuing to kind of work in that partnership?
Like I said, going to a new place, P&G has the essentials I feel like they need to have me ready for anything. I mean, I feel like they have everything that you need to take the next step into where you're going. So, yeah.
Then obviously, man, you mentioned some of these draft visits that you guys have had, and it can be overwhelming. We've talked with some other guys, and it's just been a lot as they kind of go through this and these different meetings with coaching staffs and seeing everything. Where have you kind of, found your comfort zone and, you know, who have you kind of talked to, whether it's an agent, whether it's a family member, to really kind of say, hey, they're going to make a decision, but this is where I maybe feel most comfortable. Not names, not teams, but just who do you talk to? Who's kind of your close confidants?
I probably say my parents. I feel like I can go to my parents and talk to my parents about anything. They've been there with me my whole life. So yeah, I feel like if I had to have a conversation like that, it would probably be with my parents.
I got you. Obviously, the LSU wide receiver room, man, is one that's going to be in some good hands. Kyren Lacy's a guy that a lot of fans are excited to kind of see that next step. I know you mentioned at Pro Day that you were kind of excited to see what he could do. CJ Daniels was a guy out there at Pro Day that I know you didn't obviously get to play with him, but you kind of got to see what he had. Where do you feel like you and Malik and obviously Jaden too in a different way, but how do you feel like you have left this LSU offense? Maybe your legacy and what can continue to come from that group that Joe Sloan and Cortez Hankton are going to head up?
Yeah, all those guys, just be, like Kyren and Chris, that was on the team last year. They've seen what it takes and like the way it can look. So I mean, I feel like that'll just push them even more to be better. Or be even better than we were, be even better than the, like Jarvis's, Odell's, Jamar's, and Jets. I feel like that'll just push them even more to be better. Is there?
I got you. Two more questions for you, brother. This one, go back to, let's say, 8-year-old Brian Thomas Jr. What's some advice that you're going back and giving that young man, knowing what you know now?
Keep pushing, keep going. Do all the little small things like my dad tell me all the time. Do everything. Do what you have to do, so that like in the near future you can do what you want to do. So yeah,
I gotcha. Last one. Here's a fun one for you. What's your expectation for a Madden rating? You're gonna get this question. What's your expectation for the Madden rating? And maybe what is going to be your best attribute, whether it's speed, catching ability, any of that type of stuff.
Probably. I know they start you all kind of low. So I'll probably go like a 79, right at 80, probably like 80. And my speed probably be the best.
I got you. Yeah. That's Brian Thomas Jr. Now we can say former LSU Tiger, but always going to be an LSU Tiger. And we can't wait to see where his name is called here in just 24 hours when we record this. We thank you so much for watching here on the latest episode of the Go 24/7 podcast.
Survivor 46 is here, and so is On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast, and we have a twist this season. The winner of Survivor 45, Dee Valladares, will be joining us every week.
We're going behind the scenes of the biggest moments, the how and the why things happen, and the strategy and analysis you can only get from someone like me, a Survivor winner.
Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.